Blog Talk Radio.
This is truth music, the truth movement. Yo, we've been a part of the biggest conspiracy the planet has ever known, man. You ever wonder why everybody seems to hate us? Everywhere we go, seems like everybody hate us. The world is against us. We gon' bring y'all some light, you know what I mean? Check it out.
It's been a long time, but we waking up so many. Lies been told, we waking up so many. Locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us. Take our names away, but couldn't take us now. Now pray to the Most High, we're on your mic. What's going on? We deliver
life. Lie to us, Christians lie to us. The history is tied to us, nobody ride for us. Messiah died for us, ask the saints, all of them cry for us. At last, the truth has finally come out, we the people of the Bible. This is no doubt, can these bones live? I am living proof and baffled, why my people hate the truth. False religions, false idols, false titles. This is truth music, not elementary recitals. Feel this, y'all, get close to the speaker, the world. Me when I'm feeling weaker, let it sink down deep, deep into your mental truth. Get so hot it overheat. Instrumentals, we from the big cities, plus the big lights. What a feeling, y'all. We the Israelites.
Long time, but we waking up so many. Lies been told, we waking up so many. Locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold us, try to break us. Take our names away, but couldn't take.
Picture 400 years of slavery, the same people had a lifetime full of bravery, hung in trees just like the savior, had to pick up the pen and put the truth down on paper. And if you don't believe me, check out the script, Deuteronomy 28 and 68, that's the tip on who was brung to the U.S. on slave ships. Learn real history, not these BS heretics, governments, politicians making satanic decisions. Walt Disney turning kids into magicians. But now, truth is coming out in these last days. Put the strong drink down and throw away your haze. Plagues, don't worry, the Most High will bring them. You wanna know who's address? It's from the kingdom. We from the big cities, plus the big lies. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
No time, don't be waking up so many. Lies been told, we waking up so many. Locked up so many, shot down. You can't keep Judah from his crown. Try to hold up, try to break us. Take our names away, but couldn't take us now. Now pray to the Most High, we're on your mic. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
The pit man of Israelite thing is really it, mind blowing. Who knowing, try to stop me from flowing. Red or green light, I just keep on going. I quiet up like a church mouse that's tiptoeing. My brothers living falsehoods, they not knowing. Think we niggas, think we black Americans, Democrats or Republicans. Pledge allegiance to fraternity, burn eternally. Tell them the truth, my folks quit to turn on me. They still learning me, my family is concerning me. I got a flow that's just straight up be earning me. But Satan got a truth in the backyard, don't miss it. They call me king, but my hand, you don't kiss it. We from the big cities, plus big lights. What a feeling, y'all, we the Israelites.
was black, man. Moses was black.
It's the truth, man. Yeah.
We gotta reverse the curses.
Y'all feel me?
I want y'all to get close to the speaker. Zone with me. Focus your energy on the Most High, man. I'm transparent, man, where I'm on that mic. When I do music, man, you can see my soul, my spirit. Follow the Messiah,
follow the Messiah, follow the Messiah, follow the Messiah, follow the Messiah, follow the Messiah.
Follow the Messiah, hallelujah, follow the Messiah, hallelujah. Welcome again to the Elders Show, dear elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. I'm Elder Uliah, and I have our brother Elder Yael with us, hallelujah. And we praise the Most High Yahuwah that he has seen fit. Let us live to see another day and come before you, hallelujah, and speak for the Most High what he has given us to say, hallelujah. And he has given us a message tonight. That message is simple, but it's profound. That message is simply this: time is running out. Time is running out. We probably all heard that before in different contexts, but this is a global context. This is a spiritual context, but it encompasses the spirit and the natural. That's why I say it's global. Time is truly running out. So what are you going to do about it? You know, we have to conduct ourselves differently. We have to look at things different. We can't be lackadaisical anymore, complacent, you know. Even set in our ways, especially our bad ways. Time is running out. You know, Yahuwah, he turned that time glass. You saw that. Everybody could imagine that sand glass, that time glass that turned upside down. And then the sand starts coming down slowly and surely and steadily. So you know where we are? The top portion used to be full of sand throughout the history of time. But now, where we are today, that top portion of the sand glass, that top portion is almost out of sand. We're in the 11th hour, but we're past 1100. We're more closer to 1159 p.m. We're close, brothers and sisters. We're close. And we can't take it for granted. Let's go to our scripture reading. Hallelujah. That's found in chapter 12, verse 1. Mm-hmm. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. I'm reading from the KJV. It says, "And at that time shall Michael," that's the archangel, Archmalachi, "at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, withstandeth for the children of thy people." He stands for Israel. "And there shall be a time of trouble," listen closely, "such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time." So this is a time that has never happened, time of trouble that has never been seen on the earth. And it says, "And at that time, thy people shall be delivered." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take heart, Israel. "At that time, thy people shall be delivered." Now, we got one more sentence, one more part of a sentence. We have to stop here. We've been hearing a lot of things online, some good, some bad, some in the middle, but And I'm talking about Israelite shows. Now, do not be deceived, Israel. There is a remnant. Thy people is his remnant, the elect, what he's talking about in Matthew 24. Mm-hmm. So I just have to bring some clarity here. This is not going to be a strictly color thing, a melanin thing. There's devils on both sides. There's devils on all sides, black, white, yellow, red, brown. So he's talking about his remnant. Yes, Israel in the flesh chosen. But out of that tribe, he has a remnant. And that's what he means. His people shall be delivered. Scriptures say those who endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Now, is the wicked going to endure to the end? Come on now. No, they're not. Okay. So thy people, thy remnant shall be delivered. Everyone, and this is going to make it even clearer, everyone, elder, that shall be found written in the book. What book? The book of life. That's where you're going to find the right word. In the book of life. Hallelujah. So it's no time to be complacent. If you walk in with Yah, you should not be numbered among those, you know, who are saying, I'll just be glad when things get back to normal. Come on. Come on, Israel. We don't look back. What it says in the Hebrews, it says if we draw back, Yahweh said his soul shall have no pleasure in us. We're not looking back. We're not looking back. We're not making a mistake. Our heart is not like Lot's wife. She looked back. She looked back to the world. That's where her heart was, and turned and lost her life. See, but we're not looking back. Our heart is looking forward. Shaul says, he forget those things that are behind. They press forward, press towards the mark of the prize, of the high calling of Yahuwah in Yahusha HaMashiach. We're pressing forward. So we'll give you another scripture to have the right mindset, Israel. Luke 21:34. KJV says, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. You say, what does surfeiting mean? What is surfeiting? Surfeiting just means basically carousing. You know carousing. You're drinking, getting high, hanging out, partying, getting your groove on. The Webster actually says it's the activity of drinking alcohol, and you could add or using recreational drugs, and enjoying oneself with others in a noisy, lively way, you know, just hanging out, getting your groove on, partying. It says, take heed, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with that type of behavior, King James says, surfeiting, and drunkenness, and cares of this life. You know, you're just letting the cares of this life, your job, your relationships, anything, your income, you're letting the cares of this life bring you down, and you're not even focused on the things of the spirit. And it says, so that day come upon you unaware. It means you're not prepared for it. We got to be prepared, Israel. We have to be prepared. Okay, so we have some good things. Like I say, we have a message today, and we're going to get into some good information for you. But the bottom line is, we're going to keep coming back to this thing. Time is running out. There's no, for the righteous, there's no getting back to normal as far as the world concerned. We don't want to get back to normal. We want to see this thing wrap up. We want to see the consummation. You talk like a person that, you know, a sadist or whatever, you want torture, you want destruction. No, we want the kingdom of Yahuwah to come into being. We're ready. We're ready for our Mashiach to come back. You say, well, are you perfect? No. No. We are crying out to him. We fall on the mercy of Yahusha. And we're living the life. We're following his commands the best we can. We're loving him. What it means to love him is say, if you love me, keep his commandments. He brought them so close and near and dear. They're in our hearts. Took them off the stone, brought them into our hearts. So, church folk, that don't mean you don't do them. That means they're even closer to you now. Okay? They're even closer to you. For those of you who have been following the ways of your Christian preachers and telling you the law is done away with, it's not time for that foolishness. You can't tell the Most High on Judgment Day, well, my pastor said that the laws were done away with, and I didn't think it was nothing really that bad with fornicating or, eating pigs and, just doing what I wanted to do. I mean, I went up to the altar. I said the prayer. Jesus come into my heart. He said that was it. That man or that woman, whoever you're pastor, they're not going to be able to stand proxy for you. They're not going to be your attorney or your advocate walking up to the judge, men throne with you. You're going to stand by yourself. You're going to stand by yourself. He say, if you love him, keep his commandments. Come on. You're going to have to get it right. If you have to pull away, I would recommend you pull away. But if you have to pull away from any organization, church, assembly, whatever it is, and get it right with the Most High, the Ruach HaKodesh, he will lead you into all truth. Get it right, because we can't bring an excuse. I can't bring an excuse. The elder can't bring an excuse. No, we're going to have to get it right. Don't feel bad. When do you get it right? You get it right now while there's still breath in your lung. Your heart is still beating. Get it right now, because this thing is wrapping up. When we tell you a couple of these things that are happening, then we're going to back it up. We're going to give you some information. I mean, unless you've been dead or in comatose, you would know what's been happening in the last year, the last 18 months. If you can't see things are wrapping up, something's wrong. But we're going to even give you some more information that shows this thing is coming to a culmination. So get right, children of the Most High. Get right. I'm going to bring Elder up, and we're going to go back and forth, but he's got a lot of good things to tell you. So come right on up, Elder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Toda, Elder. Toda for the confirmation of the good word that we are looking at now, and if we are willing to hopefully share with those that are listening to us today. And we just want to thank Yahuwah for his blessings, for giving us this opportunity to come before his people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, this Scripture is always warning us, every step of the way, no matter what goes on, we have the warning here in this scripture. If we would just take the time and listen to what Yahuwah has to say to his people, okay? He gives us good warnings. He also gives us good guidance, good counsel, you know? And so if we can slow it down, just take a look at this word, and don't just take for granted, because, we know that we see the end is upon us now. You see, these are some things that we are experiencing now that we have talked about a long time ago. I remember when we were kids, at home with my parents. We even talked about these things that are going on now, especially with this this coronavirus being, what they have made it out to be, and marking people, killing people with this thing, killing the women. Looking at the, was looking on TV, on the computer earlier today. One lady had just took the vaccine, I wish I could show it, but I can't do it. But it's just that she was so sad. It was a sad thing about her, because next thing you know, right after she takes this vaccine, she's almost dying. She's pitiful. She was shaken, uncontrollable. She couldn't control herself. And the doctors, I guess, the nurses that administered this shot to her, oh, they must have been afraid, too, because I see they were starting to rub on her, you know, and massage her all every way in her chest, you know, on her neck, and trying to make sure that she don't just die right there in their face, you know. But it was sad because she was moaning, you know, moaning, and she was shaking, uncontrollable. So that was a sad sight just to see all of a sudden this just had to happen. You know, just one few minutes she was all feeling normal, being a normal, regular person. And now, right after they stab her with this vaccine, here she is almost dying in their face, in their hands. You know, it's almost like they murdered her. See, that's the sad thing about this thing. They talked these nurses into administering this garbage out here, this poison, to these people, and some of them right away almost died right there in their face, right there in their hands, died.
Yeah.
And yet you got these quick clowns that like Fauci and whoever else out there, everybody almost out there in the news media, they all talking about all this. I wish this vaccine. You need to get the vaccine. You need to get the vaccine. You know, everywhere you turn, that's all they are preaching.
Yeah.
Get the vaccine,
right.
And you will be safe from everything. You know, this is the sad. We are living in the saddest, sickest time that I didn't have any idea that it was going to be such a this bad, this pitiful. You know, people are crazy.
Yes,
they lose their minds, you know. In fact, I got a clip, in fact, I want to play and just let you hear what this woman is saying. She's a Gentile woman, but she talks about how terrifying it is out there with these people. They're brainwashed. People are being brainwashed.
That's right.
You know, it's like whatever these so-called supposed to be experts out there, scientists, but they're nothing but the epitome of Satan. That's what they are. And, you know, it's Fauci, it's Bill Gates. How can you look at something like that, that filthy,
that's right,
and think, oh, man, he's an expert. I listen to him. Whatever he says, I guess I have to follow that because these are demons. You don't. I don't know how people can become so brainwashed by this kind of crap that has eased in here into this world upon us and carrying us, just carrying people to hell, just come out. And they just, you know, whoever listened to them, follow their advice, their instructions, they head straight on to hell with them. I mean, they get them. Cause them to receive this virus, and once they receive that virus, it's irreversible. Whatever harm it brings to you, and nothing you can do about it. You can't even charge the people that has sat there and killed you in your face. You ain't getting nothing to these rascals, these jokers, but yet they will sit there and smile in your face and kill you. Points a poisonous needle that they know is poison. Okay? They will punch it right, smash it right into you. And they'll still be smiling about it. Just like the garbage that they did to these so-called homosexuals. Maybe all of these people just weren't homosexuals at all. But, you know, that's what they did to them. Came up with this AZT vaccine, they fooled and tricked the whole world. And I guess that's what's blowing me away now after looking at what they just did to millions of men and women, millions of people, how they just killed them, you know, with this virus that they came up with to give to them, call it, they helping them overcome this this homosexual disease that they supposed to had caught it. But and for some reason,
HIV. HIV.
And it's almost like they can't see. They just so brainwashed. They can't realize that you didn't even have HIV until you took that AZT type virus vaccine that they gave you, came up with for you.
Hallelujah.
Now all of a sudden, you're dying. You're headed to your deathbed. You just signed up for your death certificate. You see? And that's what has been happening. And that's what's going on, you see? And you got everything out there, from president all the way down, out there pushing this stuff, and they got the audacity to change things around to make, it's good. This is the best life-saving crap that they ever come up with, you know? You may as well quit, because, that's what they're doing out there, lying to the people, you see? And so
that's right.
The scripture has something to say about that, you know, people out there claiming what's good, what's bad is good, and what's good is bad, you see, and fooling the people, deceiving the people, you see. So it's time, some kind of way, if there was any, make sure, well, all we can do is just do what we're doing. Teach the people, tell them, warn them, just do the best we can. Because this demon done got so bold and so treacherous now, you know, he thinks he got it made, got it taken over. He thinks he got it. It's all in his hand now, you see. So, they're killing people. That's what they're doing. Intentionally killing, murdering people, just like they did with the HIV virus vaccine, supposed to be. They just kill people unmercifully. And yet they still walking around here, all happy, trying to spend every dime that they can make off of everybody in the world that they possibly can. You see? But I could tell you this, something is going to catch up with them. It's starting to catch up with them a little bit now. You see? These guys, people like Fauci and Bill Gates, they're going to start to run into some real trouble. And I know one thing, Scripture talks about those who have received this vaccine or this mark, how once these messengers that are in the heaven, once they are given the command to go out and pour out their vials on the earth, it tells us something serious that's going to take place here, you see? And I just want to take a look real quick at this one sentence, one thing here. Okay, it says here in Revelation chapter 15, and I saw another sign in the heavens, great and marvelous. Seven messengers having the seven last plagues for the wrath of Yahuwah was ended in them. You see?
Yeah.
So what we're looking at? What are we looking at? We're looking at something that's going to be terrible when they pour out these vials. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Let me just see here what it says here. And I heard a loud voice from the heaven. This is Revelation 16, verse 1, dwelling place, saying to the seven messengers, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of Yahuwah on the earth. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, they claim they got something so good, this virus, this vaccine, corona vaccine. Oh, just making you safe, you protected, you ain't got nothing to worry about now. You good to go now, you see? And then they say, and the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and an evil and wicked sore came upon the men, those having the mark of the beast, and those worshiping his image. In other words, those who had the coronavirus vaccine shot, jab, in their arm, in there, those who had that. You see? Look what happened. And evil and wicked sore came upon the men. Okay? Those having the mark of the beast and those worshiping his image. You see? So this is what these people got to look forward to. And how many corona vaccines are going to save them then? You see? I don't think it's going to be possible for them with their vaccines, the very thing that we've been trying to warn them against, and the world hates us for even trying to mention it and so forth. We're going to, how often, what they going to do then? Who are they going to turn to then? What's going to happen, see? And we see it that they just, you know, this is their best. This is something they got to look forward to because, you know, once you take that virus and commit yourself to it, and the sad thing about it, when you're going about your business every day and the kind of stuff you're running into all day, every day, you see? And you see them, they start to put this stuff into children 12 years and over.
Yes.
12 down to 12 years old, you know? And that's a pitiful.
That's pitiful.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad. And what does a 12-year-old child, you know, has, what kind of decision can he make in this type of situation? See, the devil knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. That's why when he faced the lake of fire, it may not to us, maybe it don't look like it's going to be that terrible, that bad for him, you see? But I believe it's going to be the worst of the worst. I think it's going to be worse than anything that happened to any life entity, anything that has life in it. I think it's going to be so bad for that individual, that entity of whatever it is. It's going to be so bad for that until we probably can't even fantasize it, how bad it will be, you see, because there ain't no vaccine going to be available that can help them at all. I'll tell you that. That's right. They you know. And so, but if there was any way I could convey this information over to a lot of our people, you see, reach them before Gentiles that are out there killing themselves to try to make it seem like it's so good, you know, until they are deceiving people. It's almost like Satan has already recruited them. It's almost like they are exactly what Malcolm X, you know, taught about them. Malcolm X, I think what they call them, devils. It was devils, the demons that straight out of hell, demons. And so, you know, they had this thing has come to fruition to see these demons out here breaking in and going crazy over this crap, you see. And they're fighting to get it out there, trying to get it out to our people anyway, whatever way they can. So, you know, but all I can say is Yah's will be done, you know, because he will save those that will be saved, regardless.
That's right.
So let me play this clip real quick. Watch, listen to this young lady here.
I'm grateful to this friend of mine who says, let's plan this, let's do this, because I've not planned or done anything.
I'm not sure if you can hear it.
Chair,
turn up a little bit.
Okay.
Boogie boards, tables, and as I was sludging all this stuff to the beach, I mean, my hands were full, my shoulders were covered, and I dropped a boogie board. And so a very lovely woman behind me with her husband said, I'll get it. And they were both not wearing masks, which I thought was great. I didn't know where she stood politically or personally. And she came up, and we struck up the most beautiful conversation. and we connected instantly. And I think we talked for 10 minutes. And then as she was leaving, I just said, you know, thank you so much for carrying this for me. And she helped me carry another bag, too. And I said, you know, do you shake hands? And she shook my hand, and I just thanked her. And then she said, that's the first time I've shaken someone's hand in a really long time. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I said, do you want a hug? And she said, okay. And so I hugged her, and she got goosebumps all over her arms. It was clearly the first hug she'd had in a very long time. And then she said, you know, I just think you're so great. I'm going to get your number. We're going to, you know, let's connect and have lunch sometime. She left. I set up. My friends came. The kids started playing. And then she came back and said hi, and we talked some more. And at some point, the conversation went to politics because we talked about, you know, she had an ulcer. And I just said, oh, that's too bad. I found out it was because Trump had been elected, which I understand because I was also totally shocked that Trump was elected. So she's had some health issues there. But then I started sharing with her that, you know, I no longer was identifying with either party. Lo and behold, like within another 10 minutes, when we talked forever, she finally started to pick up on the fact that I'd had my awakening because of COVID. And she said, so, did you get the vaccine? And I said, no. And she was like, her face just changed. And she came in. And then she said, well, and she knew my husband was a physician. She said, did your husband get the vaccine? And she said, that's the most important thing you can do. Over 700,000 people have died. And I stayed very calm, and I just said, and she said, well, I talked about my history with learning about the pharmaceutical industry, once being very trusting, as many of you know, to then experiencing adverse events and deciding to start looking into things myself, reading package inserts, becoming familiar, learning about the revolving doors between regulatory bodies and industry. Anyway, long story short, I just said, she said, do you think that the virus is, you know, do you think the vaccine is worse than the virus? I said, well, that depends on who you are. I said, are you talking about a 15-year-old teenager who's pretty healthy, or are you talking about an 80-year-old with health issues? I said, because it's really different for everybody. I said, personally, I'm not going to get it. It's still considered experimental. And I, you know, and she was like trying really hard to wrap her mind around this. Like, she liked me. We identified on so many levels. And then she lost her shit. And she started shouting. Like, that's just so dangerous. You're a fucking dangerous to society. I thought you had had the vaccine because you weren't wearing a mask. You weren't wearing a mask, and you shook my hand. She was so pissed and so upset. And I just said, I understand. I know where you're coming from. And I said, and so I really just tried to, you know, slowly and carefully to say that the PCR tests are flawed for these reasons. I thought that ventilators killed a lot of people. I felt that it was criminal that we had denied so many patients preventative drugs or drugs that could have reduced the symptoms because it was not beneficial to the pharmaceutical industry with regard to pushing their products forward under the emergency use authorization. Regardless, she couldn't hear a thing. And she yelled, and she pointed, and she said, shit, and this, damn, and dangerous, and all these things. And I'm in there, and I tried to engage. And then she had to leave. She was like, had to leave, yelled at her husband for a while, and she yelled. Everyone was shocked. And I stayed calm. It was really jarring because it really, you couldn't reach her. You couldn't get her to understand that the vaccine, number one, doesn't prevent transmission, that number two, it's experimental, and number three, that one size does not fit all, simply because she was talking about, we need to reach herd immunity. It was all this belief based in, like, herd immunity is going to come from these pharmaceutical interventions. My God, what a shocking, horrible experience. And I was really sad because we had really connected. In fact, we were about to exchange numbers. I'm really glad I didn't give her my name, my full name, and my husband's name, because that would have been awful. But she was so angry, and they left, probably to take a, you know, an alcohol bath. It's not funny. I could joke, but it's actually not funny. It's really, it was terrifying. It's really terrifying to see the level of brainwashing. And it was so sad for me to realize that there are people out there that really haven't touched other people for a long time. Wow. It's floating. And I know I obsess over this stuff, but honestly, it's in our lives, it's in our faces, and I'm not going to pretend it's not right here in front of our faces. I took my son to the bathroom. I heard teenagers saying, oh, she got the vaccine. The conversation I hear every time I turn on NPR or the television, which I stopped doing because it triggered me, was vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
We have a massive psychological campaign happening right now. And really loving and caring and beautiful people are getting so sucked in and indoctrinated and brainwashed by this propaganda bullshit.
Mm.
That's terrifying. I've been watching this happen for a year, and I have literally felt like I'm not living in my body. I am watching this going, I'm in a twilight zone. How is this really happening? How are people literally listening to what the TV says and the loudspeaker, you know, and they're standing on their dots and they're following the arrows, and it's one mask one day, and it's two masks the next day, and then you can't go outside without a mask unless you're vaccinated. Where is your common fucking sense?
Hmm.
What I'm most shocked by is how successful fear can be at controlling very smart, very thoughtful, loving, and caring people. We shared similar experiences. She has a master's in social work. I was applying. I was going to go back to school for my master's in social work. We both have advocated on behalf of racial inequality and making, you know. So we really were in line there. But I realized there is this interesting mentality, like a culture. It really is like a religion. It's like a religion. It's like I'm starting to see how things come together for people, and I'm going, wow, I was there once. You know, I really believed I cared about people, and I do. But I now understand how it's been manipulated and corrupted, really, for political gain and for social control. And we've lost our way, folks. It is May 2021. And I just had a woman scream at me for 30 minutes on a beach, like in front of kids, cursing. I'm grateful for my freedom friends. I used to hate the word freedom because it was a Trump-type word. I love my freedom friends. Oh, my God. That word freedom could not mean anything more powerful. I mean, it's a powerful word for me, is what I should say. I get it now. I get it. And for those crazy dudes that are out there trying to defend themselves and fight for their gun rights, for the first time in my life, I understand. Because what I'm watching is industry-controlled government getting people so afraid they give up their rights, they give up their defense mechanisms and their defense, and they give up everything that I believe America should stand for. Freedom of choice, bodily autonomy, independence. we need informed consent. Can we all agree on those basic things? Please? This is getting... Thanks for letting me.
Yeah, see,
wow.
Listen to that. When I listened to that, wow. I said, wait a minute. Don't let no demon get in my face. Call themselves shouting at me because I don't have no mask on. Don't
That's
let
right.
that happen. I just pray that the Father protect me. So far, I haven't had no experience to that, you know, to that situation that bad, you know, because This is the kind of stuff that can cause a killing between people. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That kind of stuff. You know, somebody going to get in your face and start shouting at you because they don't understand what they are doing and going to shout at you and like they going to, you know, control your life and tell you what you should have got a better do, be doing and should do now and right now, you know. So I've been told somebody like that to get the H out of my face quick. I mean, that's kind of language
right.
that they can provoke from you when they can do, when they
mm-hmm.
think they bold enough and have the right to do that kind of stuff to you. You see? And so, because
right.
everybody has a right. If they're going to be so stupid and bold and crazy that they can get in my face and start screaming at me because of the life that I have chosen, then who knows? I may get bold. They might provoke the boldness up from me. Who knows? And I
That's
might
right.
get so bold that I might just, you know, who knows what I might do? You get that too close
Hallelujah.
To me, you know, you might be in trouble. So I'm just saying this the way it is out there. So people need to be careful. Don't let this government screw you up so bad, deceive you in such a way that you're going to go out there and jump in somebody else's face because of what that life that they have chosen that they want to live. You know,
exactly.
that's a way you can lose your little funny life quick.
Hallelujah.
Because everybody ain't going to take that kind of junk coming from you in front of people. And you don't even know, you don't even know the person. And you're going to act
right,
like
man.
That. You know? No, you actually, you may be making the mistake of your life. You see? That's why, I don't care who it is, you don't catch me jumping in anybody's face. Even I might make a mistake and accidentally and be driving and cut off in front of somebody or something like that. I'll be the first one to be ready to apologize, you see?
Right.
Because, people will, you could lose your life over something so silly. And this is a trick. This
exactly.
could be one of the tricks of Satan to take you out that day, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why we got to be careful. We need to start thinking. Don't just, you know, make a fool out of ourselves and make sure, you know, we laying in the morgue, you know, and ain't nothing
right.
you could do then. Once they pump some bullets into your stuff, you know. So that's what I'm saying. Be careful, people. Be careful. Don't turn
yeah.
to be a idiot out here, okay? Don't all
that's
of a
right.
sudden become a real fool. You know, just shut your mouth
mm-hmm.
and get out the way. Don't do that to yourself because that's what you're doing it to you. You know, you're bringing a detrimental death blow on yourself when you act a fool like that, claiming you become so self-righteous until it just blinds you. You become blind
mm-hmm.
as a bat.
That's
and
right.
You say something to the, I remember. I just coming one day, I was coming over to Atlanta. I was just coming out over there to visit some, I don't know if it was you guys or not, but we stopped. There's a gas station up there in Montgomery that we usually stop and gas up before we get on the main road heading on over to Atlanta. And we was in there, in the store, buying something, and I was buying stuff. The next thing you know, this little girl, black girl too, that's what pissed me off. But I held my peace. She gonna get up and say, You got no mask. You got no mask. I said, okay. I'll just relax. I'm not gonna let this demon provoke me into saying something, you know, that maybe I shouldn't say. So I just said, okay, I don't have a mask. Don't worry. I leave your stuff. I'll be going. I'm going out here in the car, you know, for a few minutes because I'm waiting on somebody. But there was a white guy that was standing just beside on the other cash register, and the same girl gonna say something to him, you know. You know what? He said something. She said something about a mask. He said a mask, you know, and that was it. He didn't. He looked at her like she was an idiot. That's exactly what he just said. You know, looked at her. Just looked at her with a crazy face, and maybe that's what frightened her, scared her down, because she didn't say nothing else to him about a doggone mask. You see, she knew she may, you know, have stepped into something that she didn't want to be in. So that's why I said.
Right.
So ain't no use to us being out there being stupid and idiot just because the stupidity this government is preaching all over the world out here. You know, talk about a good mask, you gotta be there. No. You're talking to the wrong person. Okay? Get out of my face. That's all I can say. And I'm glad to get out of their face if they're gonna act the fool for somebody else. You see? I just leave because I ain't gonna jump on nobody, start nothing with anybody, and it's their place. It's their place where they work. So as far as I'm concerned, you have control of that. You can have that control if you want to. I don't care because it doesn't mean nothing to me. I'm not gonna go out here and put masks all over my face just because you said so. I'll just leave your dad blasted place. I'll leave you in with your man. Make love to this place all you want. You're not talking to me. But I'm just saying, little things like that you could ignore and come out better than to try to all of a sudden, I'm so masculine, I'm so bad, I'm so tough, you ain't going to tell me what to do and all that stuff, okay? You know, that kind of stuff can get you all of a sudden in trouble when it wasn't necessary. See, because I know how to avoid these kind of crazy things because we're in a crazy world now. With everybody out there, people are getting that jab, getting that vaccine, and that vaccine itself turning them into something that they don't even realize what they have turned into anyway. All of a sudden, now you some kind of animal that you don't realize what they have done to you through this vaccine. Okay? See, these people are killers giving that vaccine. These are murderers. And then whether you realize it or not, you could get murdered. People kill. They are trying to kill you. Persons that working for somebody, and they paying you to administer this vaccine to people, you don't know what's behind the one that's paying you. What kind of spirit is behind that individual, you see? This is the what they call the Antichrist spirit, the anti-Messiah spirit, okay? He could have you doing some of the dumbest things, things so stupid that one minute you're alive and the next minute you're dead because of stupidity that they're pulling out here, you know? Among the people out here in the world with these folks, see. So this is some crazy crap. You don't lose your common sense. Don't go crazy just because you know of what's going on out here, you know, because that's dangerous for us to be out here anyway. You're walking around people that have the spirit of Satan in them. Okay, because if they taken that vaccine, if they've gone to set themselves up to take that vaccine and so forth, who knows what kind of situation, what kind of spirit that is in them right now. And you may come along just at the right time, at the right time, that that spirit will kill you, murder you.
Yeah.
See?
That's right.
So that's why we need to watch ourselves, okay? All right? I got another quick, let me see. This is very interesting. It's 2 minutes and a half, two minutes and 15 seconds.
Let me just make a comment on that that video there.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. The lady was saying that how she was surprised, she was shocked to see how successful fear can be, how successful this fear campaign can be. Like that surprised her. This coronavirus / vaccine pandemic. It's become like a religion, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
It is a religion now. It's a 24/7, 365 day a year religion. It's nonstop. CNN and those other news channels, they're literally on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
You know, television doesn't go off like it used to. You know. Back when we were kids, you know, used to play the national anthem, I think, and go off. No, television stays on all night, all day, every day. So, and every day, you're going to see, matter of fact, not only every day, but all throughout the day, every day, all throughout the day, all 24 hours a day, you're going to hear about this corona pandemic. You're going to hear about this vaccine from hell, and it has become a religion. So the people are starting to change. The people, like you said, that lady she met, that lady turned.
Mm-hmm.
They were connecting, and then all of a sudden, that lady turned on a dime when she said, "You're not vaxxed." I mean, that it's almost like a horror movie. You're not vaxxed, and she started screaming. From the top of it, not only screaming, but cursing her out. And she said, and you touched me. You shook my hand. You shook my hand. In other words, you poisoned piece of, you touched me. I dare you touch me if you haven't been back. That's the way this thing is going to get. Not going to get, that's the way it is, and it's going to get worse. You know, they're not going to want to sit next to people on an airplane. They're not going to want to sit next to you in a doctor's waiting room. They're not going to, you know, I mean, it's going to get crazy. Matter of fact, they're not going to let you into certain places. They're not going to let you into movie theaters, all this stuff. I mean, we talked about this a few weeks ago. They're going to demise society. Or just gave us the revelation before it started getting rolled out. We talked about this weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is starting to happen now. And, you know, it's something how it gives us revelation. So people are giving up their rights and freedoms all because of this fear campaign. They don't care no more. I don't need that right. You can sign that bill into law, the bill that says that you could come into my house and give me a shot or come into my house and take my temperature and, you know, stick a thermometer in me. You know, people are just giving up. They've lost their mind, you know. So, you know, for time's sake, that's all I'll say for now. But hallelujah.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
That's what we get. Okay, let me take another look at this young this man here, what he has to say. Let's see. Yeah, he got David Fauci or something that he's going to be talking about. Okay.
We're talking about probably the most horrible scandal and scam ever perpetrated, not only in the name of science, but in humanity and in all history. Today is December 7th. And I was 12 years old when the attack on Pearl Harbor came. And I remember World War II very well. And it's a very significant day today because I see an incredible parallel between what is going on in the so-called AIDS epidemic and what happened in the years preceding and resulting in World War II, the great lie of Hitler. It's amazing. I think he would envy the job being done by members of the National Institutes of Health and even the media, especially in this country. And I will put the lie to the individuals of the NIH, particularly Gallo and Fauci and Hazeltine and Essex and the rest of these scoundrels of the worst order. Criminals guilty of genocide, without a doubt. I invite them to take me to court. I wish Burroughs Wellcome would take me to court because they have been putting out a killer drug knowingly.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a court of law, I would have the opportunity to provide the absolute proof and evidence, as I have in my book, Deadly Deception. Now, I'm not alone in what I'm doing here today. How does the press escape such obvious truths? Why would the finest virologist in the world, the most noted virologist, member of our National Academy of Sciences, Peter Duesberg, why would he put his entire career on the line? What did he have to gain? He's already lost his laboratory and his funding. We can't take away his professorship because he's tenured.
Okay. So there we go. There you have it. See, people like Fauci, I'm glad you did mention that, dude, because, and the reason I'm so big, well, I'm feeling the way I did by him, because we done looked at all kind of documents and so forth, him preaching, teaching, and people killing people at the same time, you see.
Right.
People died, people that supposed to eat, that he done got with Bill Gates and then came up with this AZT-type vaccine that's supposed to cure this so-called AIDS, you see. And the next thing you know, they just killed people by the millions. The millions.
Yes.
And, you know, and so they think they, you know, they have a right. They have this kind of right to just, well, we could just, you know, we could just kill as many people as we possibly can, and that's what they're doing. You know, like we saw, we were listening to computer video just not too long ago, and all of these women, it was hundreds of them. I mean, all of them that has taken this vaccine, this so-called coronavirus vaccine, all of them, every one of them had a reproduction problem that occurred to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You think all of a sudden they can't have babies no more. They bleeding in down there and constantly they can't get rid of it. Whatever done happened to them, they just can't explain it. All they know that they are just messed up. You see? Women. Just, you know, it doesn't matter. And in this case here, they is more than just black women. It's all kind of women. These gorillas,
right.
These demons here, they don't care about what they're doing to whoever. They want to.
That's right.
All they want to do is kill, and kill more. That's what's going on here. And so,
mm-hmm.
You know, who in their right mind? Now, it's supposed to be some people that has some kind of authority, some kind of political pull or something that should be able to do something about this. But I'm wondering to myself, what the heck, who got this kind of power over the minds of these people to the point where they don't even worry about what this virus, this vaccine will do to you. They just going to keep preaching, get it. Get the vaccine.
Oh yeah.
Come on, get you know. That's lower that this country ain't that's lower than this country could ever go. You know, so everything that is written about Babylon, okay, this don't even Think about trying to feel sorry for it when Yah bring down the punishment on it, because she deserves everything that the Most High going to bring against her. She deserves it.
Yeah.
Because this thing here, this Babylonian United Snakes, see what that's what that means, the United Snakes, these demons, every one of them need to be piled together, of course, burned up, you know, roasted in the lake of fire, you see? Because there's no mercy on what they will do, all of them, everybody that's out there, even the dumb people that are out there in the news media, if they're stupid enough to line themselves up with the world and teach and promote this coronavirus thing among the people, they deserve the lake of fire that is coming to them too. Okay? Oh. They're going to get it, and they deserve it, you see, because you can't be, how can you all of a sudden, you know, become that stupid, so dumb, mm-hmm. that you're going to promote this kind of thing amongst living human beings, okay? Something that has been guaranteed, and you have seen the suffering that it has brought on humankind, and you see it.
That's right.
You're going to stand there and promote the crap? You're just as guilty as the one that actually made the first virus. You are guilty.
Oh, yeah.
No? And you deserve the lake of fire. That's what you deserve.
Hallelujah.
Okay? So I'm telling you that.
Hallelujah.
You're going to get it, too. You're going to get it. Whether you like it or not, you're going to get it. Don't matter whether you like it. You got the brain think you're going to get it on board with this crap that the world is doing, these people out there are doing, coming up with now, and you're going to get on board with it and promote it too? Yeah, you're going to get this lake of fire. You're going to get it. Okay, look like we got one more. Yeah.
Hey, Elder.
One more clip.
You don't mind if I'm one comment, right? Okay.
No, go right.
According to the media, the media is demonic. So it's no surprise that they're on board. They're all a part of this mm-hmm. group, you know. They're all a part of this pact. The media is very demonic, and if you look up, if you follow the chain of command in the media at the top, you'll see it's a top demon. You'll see it's one of the Rothschilds, Rockefellers. It's one of those 13 families that's running that media.
Uh-huh.
So they're gonna push the agenda of their boss, and their boss is pushing the agenda of HaShaitan himself. But it was interesting. This guy mm-hmm. says, I don't want nobody to miss this, what he says. He says, there'll be a genocide without a doubt. And he named mm-hmm. Fauci into that as one of the co-conspirators. He says, because he mentioned his name at the start. And he said mm-hmm. this is one of the most demonic plans. He said, there'll be a genocide without a doubt. Well, I'm going to wait to the end. Towards the end to talk about this, because we could tie something together here, something that the states are passing. All the states are starting to pass
mm-hmm.
this bill. It's a certain bill. We're going to talk about it. Yah, who will bless us that we have time, that this bill is going to tie
uh-huh.
some things together, this bill about the new
uh-huh.
cremation, how they are going to cremate. So we're going to talk about that, and then that's going to open some people's eyes. It's going to connect the dots. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Al. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Shalom, everybody. This is Jeff Prather with a breaking Intel update. So if you have heard Mike Adams' threat from the deep state and warning about a coming false flag for non-vaxxers gun owners, and you've also heard about the Colonels McDaniels, the medical officers at Fort Belvoir, where I used to work, that's the INSCOM, Intelligence Security Command, and lots of other intelligence work happening there, who were assassinated in their front yard, and they're in charge of executive staff medicine. And if you go to patreon.com/Jeffrey Prather and you see how long the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Liberation Army of the People's Republic of China have been infiltrating and even wearing U.S. Army uniforms, and combine that with Rand Paul's passing of end of gain of function research laws and Fauci lying to Rand Paul, because gain of function is where you are making it a bioweapon, then if you put all of these pieces together and you also see my podcast with George Webb the other day, it's clear, and I've said this before, that the deep state never intends anything to go back to normal. And this is what they say when they talk about the new normal, which is always everyone separated, always masked. And Fauci just talked about how there'll need to be boosters. There's also a report coming out with the Pfizer vaccine is less than 1% effective, and the spike proteins are the real deadly aspect of that. So remember, I warned everyone about a January 6th false flag, and so I wanted to get this out as soon as possible about an upcoming false flag against gun rights, gun owners, and non-vaxxers as well, to prevent anything from going back to normal, because how else will the deep state keep power? How long can the puppet president bumble and stumble along, and Harris bumble and stumble along? And why did China come out and say that they won a war in 2020, a bioeconomic tech war against the United States? So this is an alert to be very careful. This is also a special alert for Team America Virginia to pay attention, and all the teams. There are a lot more emails coming out right now to form up, and also there will be an upcoming Team America medical section for exactly this reason, so that you're not relying on corrupt, toxic government for medicine, because obviously the health system has been very corrupted by all of the false COVID narratives. So that's it. Have a solemn and sacred Memorial Day. I have posted on my Patreon quite a few exceptional videos. John Chapman, first Medal of Honor ever recorded posthumously at Tucker Gar, and several other films to watch, but be careful and watch out and alert me to anything you see about false flags, and I will be meeting with some doctors and surgeons and nurses next week as regards launching Team America Medical, and there's already some medical resources up on Patreon for that, and of course there's many alternatives to ward off the shedding, from hydrochloroquine to ivermectin to zinc to turmeric to lots of cocktails for all of that. But be on alert, because the deep state never intends us to go back to normal, because they won't be able to hold up their false flag that they have done so far. So there's going to be something, and I believe it is imminent if you look at all the intelligence indications thereof. So Shabbat Shalom. God bless. Stay alert. We will win this. Team America by states, get together, work out what you are doing, and look for more in the coming weeks.
Mm.
Have a good, solemn, sacred memorial.
Hello. Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. We got this is crazy. This is crazy. And, you know, all I gotta say is what I want to do, just maybe for just 2 or 3 minutes here, real quick, I just want to at least hear a word from Yahuwah, okay? Okay, we got another clip. We could play it later. It's 11 minutes, and it's about the cremation. You want to let me just read a word from Yah first, okay? Something good in the midst of all of this craziness, because it's nothing like the word of Yah, and because that's just something that Okay, in the, from, I'm going to look at Isaiah 49, verse 7, okay? This is a message to the children of Israel, really. Thus says Yahuwah, the Redeemer of Israel, okay? They are set apart one, to the despised, to the loathed one of the nations. Loathed ones, you know, those are the, us because, you see, they hate the children of Israel. That's what that means.
Yeah.
They hate the hated ones, okay? And it says, to the servant of rulers, to the sovereigns shall see and arise. Rulers also shall bow themselves because of Yahuwah, who is steadfast, the set apart one of Israel, and he has chosen you. You see, Yahuwah has chosen us regardless of what all of these demons are doing, how they raving and ripping, rapping and carrying on and making up this poison, trying to kill as many people as they can. Yahuwah still favors Israel, okay? He said, thus said Yahuwah, in a favorable time, I shall answer you, and in the day of deliverance, I shall help you. See, this is what I'm listening to from Yahuwah.
Yeah.
And I guard you and give you for a covenant of the people to restore the earth. You see that? To cause them to inherit the ruined inheritances. See? To say to the prisoners, go out. To those who are in darkness, show yourselves. Let them feed on the ways, and let their pasture be on all their hills. Hallelujah. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither their heat or sun strike them, for he who has compassion on them shall lead them even by fountains of water, guide them, okay? And I shall make all my mountains a way, and my highways raise up. See, these come from far away, and see those from the north and the west, and these from the land of Sinai. Oh, sing, O heavens, rejoice, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains, for Yahuwah shall comfort his people and have compassion on his afflicted ones. You see?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You see?
Hallelujah.
And here's what Zion has to say, but y'all got to answer for that real quick. And he's gonna read it through. Hey, but Zion says, Yahuwah has forsaken me, and Yahuwah has forgotten me. And that's a But Yah's answer is, would a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Though they forget, I never forget you. You see that?
That's
we
right.
We have to always remember this. Yah would never forget us. You see? That's why he says, see, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand. Your walls are always before me. You see? So hallelujah, hallelujah. I just wanted to get that one good comforting word in from Yahuwah to his people while they are tuning in, listening to what he has to say to us. Because don't forget, we are the children of Israel. All right, hallelujah. Okay, so now we have We could either do this 11-minute about the water cremation, and you want to do that, and then we just go ahead out and wrap it up with that?
Yeah, we'll do the water cremation. Just 20 seconds on this. That guy says they intend for us to never, never go back to normal, and we know that. But I just wanted to say that because people out there, people who are carnal minded, that's why they're sticking their arms out. They won't go back to normal. You're not going back to normal. It's a delusion. You're sticking your arm out, getting that poison in you, and it's never going back to normal. And he also said the Pfizer vaccine was less than 1% effective. I thought that was something. And what are they doing? They're going after the guns. Just get ready. They're going after the guns. All of these false flags, shootings, everywhere, every week now, or maybe twice a week, there's a mass shooting somewhere. And every time we put somebody in front of a camera and they say, we got to do something about the guns. We got to do something about the guns. They want to take your guns, and then they're going to have their way with you. So I just want them to feel that while you play this next clip, Ellen. Go ahead.
All right. Hallelujah.
Going Sideways, where I discuss current events that affect our preparedness and our freedoms. I already did a video about cremation, the new green way of dealing with the deceased. Talked about human composting. And in that video, I mentioned that there is another method available now called alkaline hydrolysis, also called water cremation, and I told you that I would do a separate video just on this. Here it is. So let's get started. This is, I have several things here. I have four. This one is out of Confessions of a Funeral Director. The name of the article is Alkaline Hydrolysis, Water Cremation, and the Ick Factor. Yeah. And just so you know, there's a lot of buzzwords used for this because, you know, liquefied remains just doesn't sit well with people. Chemical digestion doesn't sit well with people because that's what this is. Liquefying you, separating your bones from the rest of you through liquefaction. That's what it is. Leaving the bones behind, you'll see. So the different buzzwords are the following. Biocremation, flameless cremation, aquamation. That's my favorite. They like to push that. Oh, and water's used. They like to tell you that water's used. They don't want to mention what's in the water. Oh, it's just water. Water and, oh, some chemicals. Just like before, they don't really want to come out and say, well, this is how it's done. At least in this case, they're pretty honest about this. They're not saying, oh, well, we don't talk about that like in the other one. They're a little more upfront here, but you have to ask, right? Ask questions. Remember, I always say that? Question everything. Yeah, you have to ask questions. So, according to, and this is written by Tracy Ryland. Now, just like the composting idea. This was originally created to deal with livestock. This was the method used for disposing of cows that had mad cow disease. This is the method that they used. And so what method is that? Get to it, squirrel. Wait, what is this? Here we go. You ready? It says here, a body is placed in a steel chamber along with a mixture of water and potassium hydroxide. Air pressure inside the vessel is increased to about 145 pounds per square inch, and the temperature is raised to about 355 degrees Fahrenheit. After 2 to 3 hours, the corpse is reduced to bone that are then crushed into a fine white powder, and the dust can be scattered by family or placed in an urn. Well, that sounds not so bad so far, right? Right? They just use water, potassium hydroxide, and it just kind of dissolve you, right? And they use a lot of pressure and heat. Poof, 3 hours, done. Better for the environment because you don't have to smoke. You're not putting toxins in the air from burning bodies, right? Sounds good? You don't have to use up land for burying people. Sounds good? Keep listening. One little catch here, of course, right? And that is what happens to the leftovers, your liquid remains? What happens to this water in the end? We'll take a wild guess. It goes down the drain. Yeah. This is from cremationassociation.org. And it says here, what is in the water at the end of the alkaline hydrolysis process? It says that it forms a harmless compound called effluent. That's what they call the water, effluent, when it's done. This harmless compound includes salts, amino acids, right, sugars. They're released in the water. Basically, they go down the drain. The sterile solution, because it's heated, so it's sterile, is released via a drain to the local wastewater treatment authority. It literally goes down the drain, like with your poop. It goes into the sewage. Okay. All right. Well, our poop goes in the sewage, so, right? Well, get this. In some cases, the water is diverted and used for fertilizer because of the potassium and sodium content. Mm-hmm. Remember? We're talking about the composting of people? And they said, well, we could use it as fertilizer, but, you know, that would freak people out. And I said, stepping stones? Well, here they're saying, oh, well, you know, we could use this as fertilizer. You know, for the crops that you eat. So both of them are saying, well, you know, if people would be okay with it, we could do that. Remember I talked about with the cities, zero waste? And I said, what are they going to do with our sewage, with our poop? Well, now we know what they're going to do with our bodies, right? They're going to compost us or liquefy us and put us in the cornfield, soy field, wheat field. That's what they're going to do. I'm not making this stuff. Listen to them. They're telling you what they're going to do. This isn't just about now. This is about the future. Remember, these are stepping stones. There will be no more cremation. There will be no more burying people. Just like I said in the other video. Excuse me. Just like I said in the other video. They actually tell you, oh, they didn't say might be in the future. They said, in some cases, the water is diverted. Is diverted and used for fertilizer. Now, they don't say what they're using, what kind of fields they're using it in, right? They don't say, right? They don't say what fields they're putting it in. Christmas tree fields, you know, they're growing Christmas trees maybe, huh? Or is it the food supply? I don't know. But we can guess. Come on, we know how all this works. We know where this is going. We read the stuff. Read anything about smart cities, resilient cities. Read any of that stuff. You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. And, again, we're back to, well, just like normal cremation, when you burn people, there's no DNA left. After all that pressure and heat, there's no DNA. So you can't link any remains to anybody, any bone to anybody, just like the normal cremation. And I don't know why that bothers me, because that's true in cremation now. But I just get this feeling like, I don't know, that's going to be useful for some reason. I'm not sure. I can't put my finger on it. It's one of those squirrely feelings I get. You know what I'm saying? That pan out a lot of the time. There's something. I can feel there's something. There's more to this. There's more to this. Now, these other two articles are pretty much similar, pretty much the same, and it's talking about the fight to have this happen, because we got to fight to save the planet. You know, we got to have this to save the planet. And so this is basically two sides. One is, this is from grist.org. The name of the article is The Fight for the Right to be Cremated by Water. So there's the people on one side. And then on the other, I have CatholicNewsAgency.com. New York Catholic Conference opposes chemical digestion of human remains. And they have some issues with this. They have some concerns about this. One, and I can kind of get this. They don't say this, but my thought is, you hear about people dissolving people in bathtubs with acid? And that's what serial killers do? Kind of reminds me of that, you know? Well, these folks here in New York feel that it is not a respectful way to deal with the dead, to chemically digest them. They don't think that that's okay to do. They to treat the dead. They're also concerned the way things are worded is when people in their will write cremation, they may end up cremated this way, and that's not what they meant, that they meant their original burning way of cremating. There's concern that people's wishes aren't going to be exactly followed in this push towards this new method. So that's their concern. And then, of course, again, on this other side, this lady here talks about, she's in Indiana where they do not have this yet. This is available in several states. And here in this article, it talks about how the affluent is a coffee-colored liquid that gets flushed down the drain, along with, you know, pharmaceuticals and everything else that goes down the drain. It's interesting. You've seen that, right? All these pharmaceuticals, they test water, there's pharmaceutical drugs in it. So if we use all this sewage for fertilizer, it's also going to have pharmaceuticals in it. A lot of antidepressants and stuff, right? Isn't that interesting? See, I got to do a little more thinking about this. There's something, I'm telling you, I can feel it. There's something there. But anyway, and so she is for it. And she wants to see it available in her state. And so, interesting read on that as well. So you can read these on your own. And so that is what this is all about. Alkaline hydrolysis. And so when they talk about, it's water cremation. It's water. Water's involved. In fact, it's 95% water. But there's a lot of other things involved, too. And remember, all those chemicals are going down that drain, too. So... think it over. What do you think? Is this for you? Do you think this is a good idea? Always think for yourself. Thank you for watching. And don't forget, question everything.
Okay. There you go. There you have it.
Yeah.
You can break that one down.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Elder, Let me jump on this. I made my note. This year, we could tie this directly to. It's just another page, another chapter in this plandemic, demonic scheme. This whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go back to first. Let's create this monster, this boogeyman. Called coronavirus or COVID-19. Okay, now let's propagandize it. Let's pump it up. Let's put it around the world. Mass media. Let's have a fear campaign. Everybody's going to get it. Everybody. So 100-year-old people. Everybody in between. Everybody's going to get it, and it could kill you or make you wish you were dead. You know. So fear. And what scriptures say about fear is that men's hearts, in these last days, men's hearts shall fail them because of fear. So as they're pumping it, first you didn't hear too much about any vaccine at all. They just, 2020, they were just pumping the fear, pumping it. And then around mid-year, around June or so, you start hearing a little buzz about vaccine. Oh, our great people, our scientists are working on the vaccine. It might not be ready. A lot of people might have to die. It might not be ready first until next year, they say, 2021. Okay, keep pumping the fear. Vaccine is killing. The coronavirus in Florida is going up. Coronavirus in North Carolina, you know, they had red states. They had orange states. They had, yellow or whatever, and all these different colors. One is up, one is down. New York is going crazy. Now Texas, now Georgia going. Everybody. Okay, all the fear. And then you hear a little more. Vaccine is coming. You know, people about to die, but the vaccine, hold on. Just keep the faith. The vaccine is coming. Pumping more fear. Corona's killing people. Oh, you know, the vaccine might be here quicker than you think. You know, it might not take to 2021. Now they're saying, they got groups from all over the world. You see how this is global? Groups all over the world working on it. Scientists from everywhere. It might even be available by December or January. okay? Mm-hmm. More fear, more people dying. And all of a sudden, wouldn't you know it, we got it. We got the vaccine. We cracked the code. The vaccine is actually ready, and it might be ready by December of 2020. Oh, people are getting it. By that time, everybody is just, you know, they would have done anything. If you say, put one of my eyes out, if I don't catch this thing, people would have lined up to got one of their eyeballs. They were just ready. And they said that this, you know, haven't been tested. I mean, not even one monkey or one mice, you know, the mice were treated good this time. Not even one mice had to die on this thing. It wasn't tested. You know, they said they have some control group of people, you know, that's being tested. So how, they got these people ready that quick. Okay, so here comes this thing. It comes out. Lo and behold, register. If we don't have enough, make sure you register. Keep pushing. We're going to try to get it to your state. Okay, so now the frenzy is going. Fast forward. People just lined up, you know, like they come out herd immunity. People were acting like herd insanity, you know. They were just lined up blindly. Don't know what's in it. Don't know if it's, you know, all kind of cadaver, baby fetal cell tissue. I mean, they don't know what's in it. Just stick me. I don't want to catch this thing, even though I've been feeling fine all year. I don't want to catch this thing. So everybody's lined up by the million, and they're pushing it all over. They're pushing it to Africa. Africa barely have one case of this thing on the whole continent, but all of a sudden Africa needs a vaccine. Okay, so here we go. Everybody who is not walking in this truth, and there are some people who are not even – everybody, there's some people who are not walking the truth, smart enough somehow not to take it. But a lot of people, unfortunately, like you said, Elder, our people, unfortunately, a lot of our people, you know, they're in these churches and everything, they're lined up. And they got a big push from their own so-called leaders, their pastors. Pastors are pushing them. Take it. The idiots in the Hebrew Israelite so-called camps, and those camps are just sold out workers of Satan. They telling people to take it. They're getting funded by the synagogue of Satan. So everybody, all skin folk ain't kinfolk, you know. So here you go, all these demonic leaders, so-called leaders, tell them to take it. So now what you have, Biden says there's over 200, and he's been saying that for a few weeks, so it's probably more now, over 200 million people taking the vax. Well, at least one shot. And I think half of the Americans have been fully vaccinated. That's just America. UK could be higher and other areas of the world. So where does it tie in with this? Hear what this lady said. It's called zero waste. Zero waste, Zelda. Okay. It's called water cremation, or more technical, alkaline hydraulics. What is this about? What is this about? Real quick. After they chemically liquefy you. Now, you know, right now you have funeral home services, you got mortuary companies. They usually take care of people's remains and, you know, their final remains, and people die, the family or relatives, loved ones, make enter into agreement with them to dispose of their body either in the ground or fire cremation, and maybe even have a ceremony or whatever. That, with so many people taking the vax, now we've heard some experts, you know, people who use the word expert loosely, say that a lot of this stuff, 6 months, you're going to start seeing the results of this vax. And some people go 6 to 18 months. Okay, so look what they're getting ready for. They're getting ready. They know the funeral home and the mortuary services will not be able to handle the deaths that they have planned. So what are they going to do? They're going to have to do it in mass. They're going to have to water cremation, alkaline hydrolysis. What do? They chemically liquefy your body in mass. This is mass bearer. This is something for the millions. You can't just put hundreds of millions of people, bless them through the funeral services. It would overwhelm them. So they're planning on liquefying the people by chemical compounds. And then what did she say they do with the bodies? They're going to flush these bodies down the sewage canal, down the drain in mass, because it's going to be liquefied. It's going to be water. And then crush the bones up and just, you know, just do away with the powder of the bone. So do you see what they're doing? They are making human compost. Now, Elder, you've got a garden, you know, you use compost to, you know, get the nitrogen and everything to, you know, the chemicals in the soil that will make your plants grow. Chemicals, they say some will be diverted for fertilizer. It's almost like that movie Soylent Green, where people didn't know they were eating people until one person kind of discovered, and man, you're feeding us human beings. Fertilizer is going to be human compost. So part of it is going to go for fertilizer, and the other part is going to be flushed down your drain, your sewage system. And what do they do with the public sewage system now? Well, they put it in these refineries. You know, every county usually have one that has public water system, and they sterilize, you know, this water, you know, purify it, so-called purify it, sanitize it. And what do? They pump it right back, recycle it right back into your faucet, your drinking water. You could possibly be drinking your, you know, possibly drinking your relatives, your remains, because they've been liquefied. It's getting nasty here. And this stuff is real. You can look this up. Pretty much all the states are getting on board for this. And by, I would say, in a matter of months, all the states have been unsigned on. You can look at some of the ones that started off really early. Wisconsin, you can Google this, Wisconsin, Senate Bill 228. Look it up. This is not... Don't even bring up that stupid phrase, conspiracy theory. This is real. Look up Wisconsin Senate Bill 228. Look up California, the biggest state in the nation as far as number of people. California, AB, which means Assembly Bill, 967. California Assembly Bill, 967. You go on and on. Look up all the states for water cremation, alkaline hydrolysis. They're getting ready. Now, if this doesn't wake you up and shake you up to make you say, wait a minute, the buck stops here. I want to go to sleep, but I can't. This is reality. These are the Senate bills pending. They're passing. Not just pending. Many of them passing. They're doing this, folks. They're doing this. They have the gall to close down society. To close down the global society, the economy. These people are serious. They know this is it. This is their time. They're doing this. They closed the economy down. Not just the United States. They closed the economy down all over the world. They're never going back to normal. They're going to take the gun. They're going to do this liquid water cremation because the funeral homes are not going to be able to handle it. This is real. Look up these assembly bills. This is real. What's the title of our show? The title of our show is Time is Running Out. How long? A lot of you in the flesh, you're sitting around waiting for things to get back to normal so you can hit the bars again, hit the nightclub, get your groove on. You're waiting for that. And this stuff is wrapping up. And if you do not have your Ua in your life, you're not following your Husha. You are susceptible to this. I don't care if you say, well, I'm just not going to take the jab. That's not protection enough. Psalms 91's insurance policy doesn't protect you to be under the blood of Yahushua, walking in his righteousness. Remember, your protection is in your walk. It's not in your talk. It's in your walk. I don't care if you call yourself, well, I'm going to just mock and do what the righteous people do, but I'm going to get my groove on the side. And, you know, they're not taking the back. I'm not going to take it. I'm going to be spared. No, you're not. You're not protected. Your walk, your protection is in your walk. It's not in your religion. It's not you going to church every Sunday, praise the Lord. No, it's in your walk. You walk around talking about the law is done away with, you're going to see how much they've done away with. And then at the end, you're going to hear your say, depart from me, you that work iniquity. What's iniquity? Lawlessness. How could you have lawlessness without a law? See, run from these preachers. Run from these churches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you to sin, and you can still get in? Come on. No, you can get in, but it ain't going to be y'all's kingdom. Look, the handwriting's on the wall. Senate bill. 228, Assembly Bill 967, this is real. And you still want to fool around? You better get right. You better look at the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, which it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, that's conditional. You got to repent. Turn. This ain't no churchianity. You can't attend Sunday and think everything is all right. This is no churchianity. You got to turn from your wicked ways and follow his commandments. It says, turn from every wicked way. It says, then. So that's conditional. Then I'll hear from heaven. I'll hear your prayer from my throne in heaven. I'll forgive your sin and I'll heal your land. Time is running out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just looking at this, you know, and one thing we have company in is what Yahushua has told us, too. That's why we like to, I like to just listen to what he tells us and contemplate on it and meditate on his word, because for then he says here, even in the book of Matthew chapter 24, around verse 21, I'll start reading there. For then there shall be great distress, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor even shall be. You see? And then he goes on to tell us, and if those days were not shortened. See, when he talks about great distress, okay, we're talking about a time of trouble. Time that we haven't lived, we haven't gone through before yet, you see, because time's going to be hard. You got to be, like you said, you got to be walking under the blood of Yahusha. You got to be. Because otherwise, otherwise, you're going to be not, you'll be left out. And so we don't want that day to come upon us and we be unaware of what's going on. See, we got to be speaking to Yahuwah every day, okay, praising him, pleading to him for our protection. That's why he's given us enough in this book, enough of his truth or his word to just for us to just go by, follow what he is telling us to do, okay? It says, if anyone, well, let me just go ahead. If those days were not shortened, no flesh would be saved, okay? But for the sake of the chosen ones, those days shall be shortened. You see? So he's letting us know if we do what is right, do his commandments, do the commandments of Yahuwah, and do what we're supposed to do, pray to Yah, and like he said, turn from our wicked ways, okay?
Hallelujah.
Repent. And do what is right in the sight of Yahuwah. You see, then we can look forward to his deliverance. See,
yeah.
So, and that's the main thing. We don't want to, you know, let this thing pass us by, and all of a sudden it's too late. We still is living in our sin. See, that we don't want to die with something like that hanging over our head, because
that's right.
It won't be pretty. You know, it won't be pretty. It would be the same, kind of the same type of situation that we see the people are in that's taking that jab now. We don't want to do that, you know? So that's why we got to be on target. We got to stay on top of things and be obedient, okay? And let me just look at Isaiah 49, verse 13. It says, "Oh, sing, O heavens, rejoice, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains, for Yahuwah shall comfort his people and have compassion on his afflicted ones." Okay? And but Zion says, of course, do we see what he did there, what Zion has said? But Yah has a message for that. See, I described you. He said, "I have described you of my hands. On my hands, your walls are always before me. For your sons shall hurry, your destroyers and those who laid you waste depart from you." You see? Because we have,
yeah,
we have people who have done these cruel things to us right here in this United States. Okay?
Yeah.
So lift up your eyes round about and see all of them gather together and come to you, as I live, declares Yahuwah. You shall put on all them as an ornament and bind them on you as a bride does. For your waste and your deserted places and the land of your destruction shall soon be too narrow for the inhabitants, while those who swallow you up are far away. You see? So, I mean, you think about this stuff, you see it. We're thinking about what happened to the Hebrews back in Tulsa, Oklahoma, okay? How this United States itself turned and declared war on us Hebrew Israelites, and we didn't do anything to provoke it but just try to live successful. We figured out how to live successful and really handle ourselves right, like we should have, you know, as far as being successful here in this country. But those Gentiles, they hated us so bad until that jealousy just rolled out. And the next thing you know, they was killing us, you know,
killing us
by hundreds. They didn't care, you know. That's what they said. And they even bombed us, dropped bombs on us as though we were invading country trying to take them over. You know, this was the devil from the pit of hell. Okay? And I don't hear none of them really being sorry, being repentant for what they have done to our ancestors. Okay? And some of our people that are still alive. We saw one lady, she's 170 years old, and she's still alive. She's focused. She had something to say, you know. She just wanted to see them admit or something like that to what they have done, and don't keep just playing like, you know, they so good and so superior that they don't have to. They think they so great, you know, but they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They should be on their knees. They should be on their knees repenting to Yahuwah for what they have done to us, you see.
That's right.
Because just like Yahuwah calls for his people to repent after they have done wrong, he expects the same thing from other people. You don't have to be a Hebrew Israelite. You could be a Gentile. But if you got get out there and did something that you know you shouldn't have and lived a rotten life, you need to be sorry for, you need to repent, that's what you better do. Because if you don't,
hallelujah,
you see, You're through, because this thing is about to wrap up, just like we got the program here. Time is running out, you see? And so if they think they're going to continue to, like they're still doing, kill us, you know, any reason at all, they're pulling their guns, blowing us, blowing us away, and so forth, and it seems like they're training us to kill each other, you see? It's just terrible. You know, how this fight, how all of this murdering, it always why not the Hebrews are the ones that's getting killed, being blown away.
That's right.
And it's true.
That's right.
So whoever, whatever spirit is behind all of this craziness, they need to repent. Yeah, that's all I say. Because if they don't, they need to turn from their wicked ways. Got to turn, just like he has warned us. Turn from our wicked ways and repent, okay? And walk up right before God. You see, we got to do that. We can't be walking around here full of pride and we're so good and so great that we don't have to do that. No, you're in trouble if you're thinking that way, thinking that you don't have
That's
to.
Right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah for, you know, the things that he has opened our eyes to. And we pray that we would continue to walk in his ways, to walk upright before him. And we pray that he will forgive us for our sins, because he said he would. And we know what he said he would do, he will do it. See? So, this is something to really, really be happy about, the fact that Yahuwah has given us his word. And his word, he don't change. You see, whatever he changed, he just tells us he changes not. Okay. So with that being said, if anybody out there that wants to have something they want to comment while they're listening to this program, you can always dial the number up on your screen there, and just hone in on us. Just call in, and we'll be glad to open up and let you speak to us, or let us speak to you, and so forth. All right? So we just want to thank you for being with us tonight. So hallelujah, hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah.
So just want to say shalom, shalom, shalom. All right?
Shalom, family.
Father, I want to learn the mysteries of the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
One day I really plan on being there.
You're my heavenly Father.
Where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, oh yeah.
I just want to say I love you.
Twisting on the eternal sea, ain't no place I'd rather be than with you, praising you, yeah. Meditating every day and night, all I want is eternal life and to sing you a song.
A song, Father. Yeah.
Song that long. Well, I'd like to be here alone with your Father, cause your love is like no other. Happy to see a new horizon slowly coming.
Yeah, I wanna be living
for the love of you,
living for the love of you, living for the love
that I'm giving. It's for the love of you,
it's for the love of you, it's for the love.
Give me peace in the name of your Holy Son. Touching me when the morning comes, feel good to me. By loving me, yeah. Smoother than a gentle breeze, so smooth. Your wisdom puts my mind at ease.
This is where I want to be.
sharing such a love and shining with your touch. Yeah, this is where I wanna be. Dwelling in your kingdom, understanding all the mysteries.
All the mysteries I want to understand. Take me there, Father. Give me your wisdom.
I want to be living for the love of you.
What
living
I want to do.
Living for the love of you. Living for the love.
All that I'm giving.
All that I'm giving. For the love of you.
For your
for
love.
The love of you. It's for the love.
Paradise, I have it there, oh yeah, and I will never feel insecure again, cause you're the key, you're the key, Father.
This is our thing, yeah, ooh, never again will I lose my way,
never again,
no, because your wisdom gives me words to pray, and this is how I really feel.
I wanna
be living. Your love is real.
For the love of you.
I'm living for the love of you. Living for the love
that I'm giving.
All that I'm giving.
It's for the love of you.
It's for the love of you. It's for the love.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, Israel. Good night.
Shalom. All right. Good night.